station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Friday.
Happy Friday.
August 23rd. Happy Friday to all of us.
And all of you.
Yes, I'm ready for the weekend, man.
Who isn't?
Yeah, it seems like it's been a long week for some reason. I don't know why, but...
Really?
Yeah, to me it seems like it has been. But, yeah, time flies, and we're getting older faster, I think, now.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is.
Don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that. No. I want to be young forever.
You want to stay young, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't blame you.
I want to...
You should want to stay young.
You know, I want to just, you know, live my life and not think about ages and such.
Yeah. Well, for a while, you won't have to, I'm sure. You still got a long time not to worry about age.
Let's hope so. I'm just hoping by the time I start aging, they're just going to have this like amazing natural formula that I'll take to keep me looking young forever.
Yeah, that would be cool, right?
Must be nice. I mean, I'm sure they already have something similar that exists.
Yeah.
Well, I know they have like the HGH stuff that people take. To make them, it's like a human growth hormone or whatever.
Oh,
it's
is
like
that
a
what
shot.
It is? Yeah.
But it's very, like I guess it's what all the.
You think it works?
Models and stuff.
I can't believe it works.
Whatever, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I heard of people that have taken it and they said they feel amazing.
Yeah.
Or is that the B12 shot? I heard that too, that those. The B12 shots or whatever, the vitamin B, they said, I don't think they do anything as far as appearance goes, but the way you feel, you like swear by it. Like you feel amazing.
Mm.
Like you just wake up and you're like, well, let's go work out.
Yeah.
Like,
wow, that's pretty cool.
But
it's
a vitamin. It's not like steroids or anything like that. Like it's an actual vitamin, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more for like for a little bit older people. I mean, I guess anybody could take it.
But, right. Yeah.
I mean, it's like in Vegas where they have the IVs, you know, the like hangover cures the next day.
Really?
You haven't seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh,
IVs?
My
in
gosh.
Vegas?
See, personally, I can't do it because I have an insane fear of needles. Yeah. Like really bad. But they, they're called like, I think one company is called like Hangover Haven or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And legit, they're like certified like nurse people and they have their whole kit and they will come up like the next morning, you know, you order, you call them in and they will come up to your suite or hotel room, whatever, and they will hook you up to an IV. Like they'll put the needle in your skin and have like the IV bag and they will pump you with new fluids and then they give you a bunch of like vitamins to take and people swear by it.
Really?
Yeah, they'll wake up
and
like, oh my god,
do?
I'm so hungover, this is killing me, and then
oh, so
they'll be done, and
hangover.
Then they're like, oh, okay, I'm all good, let's go do Jaeger bombs.
Yeah, let's start again,
like,
right?
It's like, I just feel like it would make me feel worse, like I would just purely pass out from the needle.
I know,
going
I'm going to pass out from you just describing
like,
it.
Yeah, I know, but people
crazy.
Love it. It's like the new thing out there. Everybody gets the IVs.
People are fucking crazy.
Because it like rehydrates your body and re-energizes you with, you know, vitamins and nutrients and all that. But yeah, that can't be too
weird.
Good to do for too long.
So how come they do it only in Vegas? Because a lot of people get drunk there, and
well, yeah. I mean, I would think they, you know, they might have them elsewhere, but I've really only heard of them in Vegas.
Mm.
And I heard of people going, you know, when bringing just friends of theirs that were like nurses or something that would bring their own IVs.
Right.
And I think that's kind of where it started. And then people started doing it more and more. And that was just like a year ago when I first heard about people doing it. But now it's like a huge, like legit thing. Like there's actual companies that do it and everybody's...
Wow.
Everyone's on it, so.
Wow, the weird things that people do, man. I'm sure most of them are from LA, the people that get it done, you know.
Yeah, most
people do
likely.
Everything here.
Most likely, yeah. It's like, I'll try my best not to get that effed up, and so I could survive without needing needles of fluid.
You'll survive
my
just
skin.
Fine without it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're talking about population explosion. And I don't know how many years there's still going to be. I think our children or grandchildren are going to be dealing with, like, a really crowded world, you know.
Really?
So, yeah, because we're keeping people alive for so long now that, you know, there's a population boom. And I'm reading actually a novel, but they bring it up, you know. So it's a fiction book, but they bring up the topic. And, you know, they have a graph, and you can see how the population has grown very slowly for the past 2,000 years or something, you know?
Huh, yeah.
And then suddenly, the past couple hundred years, it just, like, exploded, you know?
Uh-oh.
And, you know, so they're showing you how...
Is it in any region more specifically than others, or...?
Well, maybe, but they're looking at the total population of the world.
Just the world, okay.
And,
oh, boy.
Yeah, they're saying, you know, we're keeping way too many people alive. So, in this fictional book, they want to unleash a plague to... kill some of the people, you know, half of the people or something. You
yikes!
Know? Yeah, but they're asking a good question. You know, they're saying if you could turn on a switch and kill off about half of the people randomly in the world to save humanity, would you do it? That's a big question, you know.
I don't know.
Because if humanity is going to end, period. Then you might as well try and save it by killing half the people, you know, giving some new people a chance. I don't know. But it's a very tough question.
Like, no, I don't want to chance me dying, you know? I mean, like, okay, I'll live my life. I'll let people later on figure that out, okay? Like, I don't want to have to be responsible for something like that.
I know.
No, thank you.
I know.
I mean... Yeah.
But there are, like, already, you know, like, almost 8 billion people in the world, man. That's a lot.
Wow.
That's a lot of people, you know.
Birth control,
what are you
people.
Gonna do? Yeah.
Take your pills, take your shots, wear your patches, wear your whatever. I don't know. I don't know what the new birth control methods are out there. But, yes, practice safe sex, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
Otherwise, we're going to, like, turn into, like, China where they, like, kill all the other babies or something.
Well, they don't kill them, but there's a limit. Yeah, there's a limit to one baby per family now.
Wow.
So, but I think that's
what
they're going to have
to
do.
I mean, what do they do then if they're not killing babies? I mean, isn't it, like,
I think
accidental?
They have to pay
or does somebody
fines.
Go to jail? Or?
I think they pay fines and things like that, They're not going to jail you. I mean, maybe in the past they would, but not now. You know? So, I don't know exactly how it's enforced, but... they have to control the population, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, it might come to the point where here we'll have to do the same thing, you know? Like
that's
one
so
child, two children per family and things like that. So I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
but look what
crazy.
Kinds of kids we're bringing into the world, right? Did you hear about that killed just that runner? Just for the hell of killing him?
Yeah. Because they were
like
bored
three.
And they like felt ew.
Yeah.
Who are you? Like, that's so... Yeah, people are just going crazy these days. Actually, earlier this week, oh my gosh, I saw the craziest thing. I was at Pinkberry, and right across the street, you know, in Hollywood at, like, the bus stops, they have, like, at night, they kind of light up on the sides. It's usually... There's glass. And then there's, like, a poster that's advertising a movie or, you know, whatever, it's just advertisement. But it's, you know, covered in glass, and it has lights in it, like, it lights up.
Right.
And all of a sudden... Like, we hear something, and we look right across the street, and there is this kid straight up. He just had this brick or something, and he threw it at the glass, and the glass completely shattered. And then he's kicking it and throwing stuff at it and just completely vandalizing this bus stop. I mean, there was glass everywhere on the floor around this bus stop. Wow. And then he pulled out the poster, ripped it up, ripped out the lights, threw the lights. It was just, and I'm thinking like, should somebody call the police? Like, yeah. I mean, we were just so shocked that this was happening like right in front of our eyes.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, it was so scary. I didn't want, you know what I mean? If he saw any of us pull out our phones to like call 911, I didn't know if he was going to like run over by us. I mean, he looked so angry. Like, really? This kid had a fire in his eyes that was like not going to be put
Where
out.
Does that
he
anger
was just,
come from?
I don't know. Yeah. And he was just going crazy and just kicking things and had this brick and was just vandalizing everything in that area.
Wow.
It was so harsh. And then, he just, you know, threw the brick against like a tree or something and kept walking. So right after that, you know, people inside started, you know, calling the police. And I'm like, okay, good. Yeah. Again, I don't want to leave the Pinkberry vicinity, you know, until and go to the car until I know it's like safe, you know. And once I saw cop cars, then I was sort of intrigued. I kind of wanted to stick around and see if they like caught him
like
or what happened. But, you know, because I love...
action.
I love watching action like that. Like, real action. Like, I love action movies, but, like, whoa, real life? I'm like, I want to see him run. I want to see the cops chase him down. And, like, you know. But, no, it wasn't, I didn't get to see any of that excitement. But it was still pretty exciting and a little scary because there's so many crazies.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know at any moment he could have just walked across the street and freaking, you know, I don't know, threw the brick at one of us sitting outside.
I know. I mean, check this out. This broke my heart. I mean, this man is 88 years old. He's a World War II veteran, and he was killed by this kid, this teenager, in Spokane, Washington. I mean, you look at him. He's an old man. Why? Yeah. You know, it's like sometimes it scares me because people do beat up older people.
Yeah.
And
just for the heck of it, because they know they can't fight back and they're helpless and they figure
and for
that
the hell of
not
it, you know,
do anything about it. And
And it makes me worried, you know, because my parents are getting up there in age, and you never know, you know. I mean, it's really scary what people do. And here's a man that fought for this country. He got shot in the leg in the war. And now this guy just murdered him, man. Beat him to death.
That's disgusting.
It's not just a bullet or something, but to make him suffer.
Right.
You know?
No, I know. There's no call for that.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. And then also I wanted to bring up, remember, I think we talked about it here, about this gay girl in Florida who's 18 and she seduced a 14-year-old girl.
Whoa.
And so, so they put her in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I guess it is statutory rape.
Statutory rape.
I'm
getting confused.
Statutory. Statutory.
Statutory rape. Wait.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Statutory rape. Okay. Anyway.
How many co-hosts do you need to figure out how to say that word?
But at any rate. So she's in trouble, and you know, I feel bad for her because you're thinking, you know, you're 18 years old, you don't think about this, you just think, hey, this is natural, you know, this is normal, you know, we're friends, whatever. I mean, I think kids do it all the time, you know, but I guess the younger girl probably told her parents, they got pissed, and
that's really too bad when there's like a, you know, like in high school, you know, you got like a 17-year-old girl dating an 18-year-old guy.
Right.
You know, and just how, you know, all it takes is for her to like get pissed off about something else, you know, that he did, want to break up with him, be like, well, he's 18 and I'm 17 and, you know, he, you know, physically, you know, raped me and whatever, whatever. And yeah, and the next thing you know, that kid is just totally screwed and he's on a list for the rest of his life because you know what I mean, or the parents found out or something. But it's, even if it's just not even a full year age difference, like if she's turning 18 in the next 3 months,
it's
like, but they're, you know what I mean, they're together, they're a young couple, and it's like that very fine line that's it's, you know, it's a tough one, obviously. You know, no, like it's terrible if you, you know, rape somebody, but if you're dating somebody and it's, you know, consented, then,
but they're saying a 14-year-old can't consent, so.
Well, 14, right, I'm talking about 17 and 18-year-olds, like kids in high school dating.
Right.
But,
no,
yeah,
I
no,
agree
at 14,
with you.
That's,
So I don't know. Yeah, I guess, but it's pretty like uncertain for me as far as to what they should do with her, you know. But I don't think it's just, I don't think it's like someone who's aware of what they're doing and they're doing it anyway, you know. I think it was just very innocent and stuff. Maybe it's just because it's two girls I'm feeling that way. I don't know. But at any rate,
Yeah, that's a tough one, having two females in that situation. I mean, if she's... Well, I guess, you know, people that are, you know, gay say that they've been born gay. Like, they've known they're gay their whole life.
Right.
So it's not like, you know...
It's not like she's making her gay or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
interesting topic.
It is. It is. But it's a turn on to think about it, so...
It's a turn on to think about it?
It is. I mean, two girls, you know, guys like that stuff, you know. I'm not saying a 14-year-old, but just in general.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you were talking about, the specific situation.
No, I'm just talking about...
Damn, who are you?
No.
Are you really saying this out loud?
No, I mean, I'm sure that the 14-year-old is probably, you know, she may have been hurt by this. I don't know, you know.
Right.
It may have... Because, I mean, sexuality still, I don't think at 14 they're very prepared. Mm-hmm. Although most people have their first sexual experience at 14, 15, 16, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, we're going to bring in our special guest who's waiting so patiently in the studio with us. And we have Marius Feder. Welcome to the show, Marius.
Good morning, Mia. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, everybody.
Great. Morning. Now you can be close to the mic and talk.
Great.
And Marius is a musician, and we met on Facebook.
Yes, we did.
And do you remember how long ago? I mean...
It was about a month ago.
Oh, just a month ago?
Just a month ago.
Really? Oh, I thought we were friends for a while. What do I know? So you found out about us...
No, actually, it feels like I've known you for a long time.
Yeah.
Even though it's
we haven't communicated or anything that
we do.
Much. But yeah, so you asked to come on the show, and I said that we'd be glad to have you and
That's
stuff.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. So... We were discussing before, and you're originally from overseas, right?
I am from Europe, from Romania.
Romania? Mm-hmm. And what city in Romania?
It's a small town. It's called Zalo.
Really?
Yeah.
So you come from a small town in Romania where nobody's heard of it.
Thank you.
So you come from like a place at the end of the world that nobody's heard of, and
from
you come
a really
to Hollywood.
Small city, exactly.
Right.
And I get to be here in Hollywood with all these great people. Yeah.
Were you anywhere before LA?
I haven't been anywhere else.
Just Los Angeles.
Just Los Angeles.
Nice. So you grew up in that small town. Do you have any siblings, brothers?
Yes,
sister?
I do have two sisters.
Yeah.
One older, one younger.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're like in the middle, huh?
I am
you're
the middle.
In
one,
a house full of sisters and women and stuff. I know. So to me, it didn't happen. I mean, for us, it was all boys and men in the family, you know. But
I don't know. Difference on this one. I just have one younger brother, so.
Yeah.
So we've got a family of like all guys, all girls and a guy. And
it's good to have brothers and sisters, because then you know you grew up together. You have a lot of people to discuss all your it's great. Yes.
Yeah. Nice. So okay, so you grew up there. What were you doing there? You went to school probably.
I went to college. That was right before I moved to America, and I graduated.
And what college was that?
It was journalism.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And was the college in the town you were living in?
It was actually in a bigger city.
In a bigger city.
So I had to go and live there for 4 years, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you took journalism?
Journalism, yes.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What made you want to do that? I just kind of picked it.
I had to choose between some other
majors.
Right. But I kind of like journalism because I wanted to get into TV, and since I was a musician, it was kind of going with the field that I was in.
So. Really?
Okay. So you were a musician before that too. You've always been.
You discovered early on. Discovered early on you liked music.
Yeah, I started out singing, and then I started producing, and everything came together very well. Yes.
So you write your own music?
Yes, I do. Lyrics, I write and produce melody. And sing.
Really? Wow.
I also play guitar, piano, and bass. I guess pretty much everything. I learn everything by myself.
Really?
When I tell this to people, they're like, wow.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know,
yes,
you must really.
Yeah, because you could just play by ear. You know, you can just hear something and then copy it that way and then make up your own stuff.
Exactly. Sometimes I go to studios and I play something on a piano or guitar and people ask me, what chord is that? I'm like, I don't know, but it sounds good.
I don't know, but it sounds good.
I made it up, yeah.
There you go.
That's good. So at an early age, you were already playing instruments and stuff?
I think I started singing when I was 14 years old, and then I started producing when I turned like 18 or 19.
Mm.
But since then, I would just go to studios and pay people, you know, to write me a song.
Oh, that's nice.
That's what everybody starts, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
but
I guess.
Yeah, I fell in love with music, and I knew that was something, like, bigger.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Did you learn the guitar first? Was that your first
That was my first instrument, yes.
Very cool.
And surprisingly, right after a month, I learned to play the guitar. I learned the piano in just a week.
Wow. That's amazing.
You've got that gift. Yeah. You're very musically inclined.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
And the guitar is amazing, you know, because I was, I always wanted a guitar, you know, especially because I was singing as well and stuff. And when I finally got one, it was just an amazing thing, huh, to sing with a guitar.
It's great. It makes your writing better.
Right.
I used to write songs before I used to play any instrument, and it would have been hard.
Yeah, you know? I can imagine.
Because when you play the guitar, it's like it helps you. It becomes a part of you.
Right.
And when you hear it, it just leads you to a great, you know.
Yeah, and it's got like writing. A full sound, yeah. You know. I mean, you can play it by itself and enjoy yourself, you know.
And you can take it with you. And
yeah.
You can take it at the beach.
That's true.
Parties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And girls love guys with guitars, man.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. I know. It's like... a magnet. Like,
yeah.
What? Do I hear a guitar right now? Who's playing? I have to know him. Who is that?
Funny. I know. The things that turn people on, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah, so, music is great.
Yeah. It really is, you know. I mean, it's universal, you know. Everybody loves music, and you can share music from all over the world, you know. So it's really cool. So you learned you taught yourself the piano as well, huh?
Yeah, pretty much every instrument that I play right now.
Really?
I taught myself, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
That's amazing. It's like my little brother.
Yeah.
He plays guitar and piano and bass and like everything. And the drums is all, you know, self-taught.
Right.
It's like, it's amazing. It's like there's just certain people in the world that are just born with that gift.
Yeah,
I know.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's great. It's like a lot of people that sing very well or other people that need practicing, you know. So there's a lot of people that haven't ever performed, and they go audition, and they just blow it,
right?
You know? And people are like, how long you been singing?
Right.
Like, oh, this is my actually first audition ever, and I haven't, not even my parents know that I sing. I'm like,
really
you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's
but a
like
lot of people,
like those X Factor shows or whatever, the America's Got Talent, all the time. You hear these kind of stories. It's interesting.
And then there's other people that take lessons for forever.
Right, that's true.
That
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you gotta be born with the talent, you know. I agree.
It has to come from within you.
It
if
really
you don't
does.
Feel it, it's not
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
And
and
you're not gonna be like tenacious in pursuing it either if you don't think you're gonna make it. You
absolutely.
Know? So you gotta love it, you know. You gotta believe that I'm doing this for myself. If people will like it, great. If they don't, they don't. But that's what an artist does, you know. You paint a picture, you don't think, will people buy it or not? You know, you're just going to do the picture, paint the picture, and then people will decide if they're going to buy it or not, you know. But that's artistic expression, you know, when you do it, regardless of whether people are going to like it or not.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But nowadays, it's really hard to break into this industry. So you gotta be very good to have... to break this competition.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's about how you feel about your writing. And if your music sounds good to you, it's great. When you go to sleep and you're satisfied with what you've accomplished in that day, it's great.
Right.
But it's to break into this industry, you need to be great.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of competition.
Yeah.
You also need
obviously.
To have the time, you know, to be in the studio because it's so time consuming. Because people ask me all the time, like, why are you not, you know, trying to become a famous singer? And it's like, well, because right now I'm trying to, you know,
to
become an actress. It's like when I get one, then the other will follow. But it's so, I mean, they're both really tough industries, but.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Although I will admit,
they're pretty
I can't,
much at the same level.
I can't really play a instrument. I tried. In the end, it's just like, no, just stick to your voice. Like, good idea.
Exactly.
Okay.
The voice is the best instrument.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So you finished college there, and is that when you decided you're going to move?
This is going to be funny. My parents and my family, they've been here for a long time, for about 10 years, and I was the last one.
Oh, okay.
In Romania. But I was hosting a TV show, and I was becoming famous. I mean, famous. Wow. You know, people started to know who I was. I was singing with another person, and we got into TV. But was not because of my journalism thing. It was just because we decided to make a TV show.
Oh,
it was a comedy show. It was great.
Really?
Oh,
and
people
started to like us, and I really didn't want to come here because I was doing great.
Yeah.
So my parents encouraged me. They said, if you made it there, you can come here and try it out here.
Right.
So I came here, and I was 24 or 25, and I cried.
Really?
Why? As a little kid. Because I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like it here?
Like, imagine I was going and have concerts, and, you know, I was having shows all the time, and people loved me, and it was great, you know? So I came here.
And you become an unknown. Nobody knows
you.
Right.
Yeah, it's a very sad feeling.
Yeah.
Knowing that people don't recognize you. I mean, not that I was feeling, you know, famous and I had that attitude. It wasn't that, but it's because I wanted to pursue music and I knew that I had to start from zero,
from scratch.
You know,
right,
from scratch.
Yeah.
So it was very hard.
Right.
I didn't have anybody. I had no friends.
Right.
Even a car, no phone, you know. So it was tough. But I started loving here. So now I made this my home.
Wow.
It's great.
That's good.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, you know, big fish in a small pond mentality.
Right.
Like I had that too, you know, in Chicago.
Right.
And then you move here. And then immediately it's like you're that freshman all over again, you know, and you become like the little fish in the big pond. And all right, here we go.
You see,
back
even
to
for
square
you,
one.
Even for you, because you came from Chicago, it was a big difference.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But moving from a different country, it was a shock.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you used to live in a small town, then you come here.
Exactly.
Right.
One of the biggest cities in the world.
Yeah. How far away is that? How long of a flight?
It's about 16 hours flight.
Yeah,
oh boy.
Time.
You're a long way from
Yeah.
But that's great that you have family here.
Yes, I do.
There's nothing better than that, let me tell you.
Yeah.
One of these days I'll get my family out here. But
yeah it's good to have
great.
Somebody, yeah. It's
good
great.
Support.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, well let's start playing some of your music. You brought us three tracks and which is the first one you'd like us to play?
I think Last Thing I Wanna Do.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about this song.
This song, it's about a relationship.
Uh-huh.
I usually write my songs, it depends on how I feel that day or the experiences that I've had. So this song is about a relationship, about two people that argue about stupid things and friends try to make it not work, you know, and all that. So it's like, let's leave these friends aside, let's leave these problems aside, and just be us and you know, love each other. So it's a good song.
Sounds good. Okay, let's listen.
Yeah.
Marius Feder.
Again, 'cause we've been
I'm going to fade it before the end because I want us to play the other music,
sure,
too.
Sure, absolutely.
We want to make sure. Great voice, man.
Thank you.
Very
awesome.
Impressive.
Appreciate
yeah.
That.
Thank you.
And
like
and then, you know, English is not your first language, yet you managed
it's
to write
not.
The lyrics and yes. everything. So
in fact, when I first moved here, I think I knew how to say hi. And yes.
Oh, my God, man.
Wow, so that's it?
That was about 4 years ago, yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Hey, your English is pretty good for
thank
you.
Yeah,
thank
4 years.
Years.
Yeah, very impressive.
I think because of the music, I guess, I get.
Yeah.
I have a good hearing and all that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Good. But my song sounds great on the radio. I like that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love listening to music, having these awesome headphones.
Yeah.
Everything sounds so good.
I know.
It's the best way to do it.
Yeah, for sure. So how long does it take you to write a song like this one?
It depends. It totally depends on how I feel or
if I'm
totally relaxed, mm-hmm. I could write a song in about 40 minutes.
Right.
30 minutes.
Wow. Yeah.
But then I have to build the instrument around my vocals, and that's what it takes the most.
Right. Mm-hmm. So do you usually come up with a melody in your head, or do you pick up a guitar?
I think
and you start
I just
playing?
Get my guitar and play a couple chords, and
and then the music
comes. I just
comes.
Think of a story.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's how I used to do it. I've written a few songs too, but I haven't pursued it professionally the way you are, you know, so. But that's good for you, you know. That's why I admire.
But it's never too late, you know that.
No, right? It's never too late, yeah.
Get it, Sam.
Yeah, can
Get
you
it.
See me
oh.
on the stage now with my gray hair and stuff? Come on. I missed the boat on that one, man. So, well, this is cool. So now the rest of the music, do you produce yourself also
yes,
on the computer?
Yes, I do everything from scratch.
Right.
I work on instrumentals, I write, I record my vocals. I mix and master, so
right.
wow.
pretty
That's
much
amazing.
From scratch.
Very
Isn't
good.
That great?
Yeah.
When you bring to life a song that it's never been there before.
Right, exactly.
You just create it.
And you just played it on a guitar before, and then suddenly you have the whole orchestra and stuff. The
and
band.
It's the way you want it. You don't really have another producer telling you, oh, this is more mainstream. This is what you want. Like, no.
This is what you want.
You can do it all on your own. That's,
it's all
that's
about how
go.
You feel. How
right.
you feel, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
That's what music is, you know.
Right. So you learned how to use programs on the computer and stuff.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
you and so do you play, I'm sure you play one or two real instruments, right? Like the guitar
yes,
is probably.
Guitar, piano, bass, drums.
Oh, mm-hmm. even the drums
I think
drums
a little bit
do?
Of violin.
Really?
Too. Yes.
So then
wow.
you add all
I mean,
the
if
other
you,
stuff.
If you hand me an instrument, a new instrument, I will totally learn it.
Really?
In a week or two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not doing most of the instruments on the computer.
You know, I always record pianos and guitars, so they sound really, really good. You know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I do use a lot of synthesizers from mm-hmm. the computer. You know,
right.
for if I do electronic music, that requires a lot of
right.
you know synthesizers.
Right.
I can make them sound great. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Well,
great.
It does sound great.
Thank
so
you.
So let's play another
yeah,
song.
Let's
Should
another
we
one.
Play tonight?
Oh yes. Let's
okay.
play that.
So tonight, tell us a little bit about that one.
This is a party song, but it's about another relationship. Not the one from the song from before, but it's about two people that want to get away mm-hmm. and just fly
okay.
somewhere.
And when did you write
from
this
a
one?
Far away from this place?
Did you write this one here in LA?
Yes.
You
all
did.
Of the songs I wrote them here.
Oh, okay.
They're all
cool.
Yes.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, the city has inspired you.
Oh,
somehow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's great.
Okay. All right. Here's Tonight by Marius
Party
Fetter.
Song.
Show you the places you've never seen. Tonight I'm gonna take you, show you the places you've never seen.
Grab some glow sticks and be like,
it does, yeah.
Dance like that.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Because y'all can't see what I'm doing, but I was dancing a little.
Yeah. No, this is cool. I mean, I wouldn't mind playing this on the station, you know,
sometime between shows and stuff
if you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I like music like this. I like upbeat music, you know.
But it's like chill. Like, it puts you in like a trancey kind of mood, you know?
Yeah. Right. I didn't want to make it too crazy, so I just made it. So people can, you know, just dance a little.
Yeah, dance music.
That's good. So now, what if you got a hold of a couple of DJs and stuff? Would you get them?
I actually talked to a lot of people. They're probably gonna mix some of my songs. I have more, but as I said before, I'm working to get my album done and just put it out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I talked to a lot of people and started to produce for a lot of major artists too.
Right.
But at
the age of iTunes and stuff, do you still really need to have a whole album? I mean, you can just release these songs,
yeah, I think
right?
so. Yeah, nowadays you can just release one song.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe you should get a head start rather than wait till you do your entire
album. Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
I can always put songs out.
Right, exactly.
I have a couple of songs on YouTube and SoundCloud.
Oh, really?
And Facebook, too, so people can
How can people find that?
It's on Facebook. They go Marius Vedder. Uh-huh. And they go Marius Vedder on SoundCloud and YouTube.
Oh, okay, cool. So you came here, what, did you say 4 or 5 years ago?
4 years ago.
4 years ago, wow. So you like it now?
I love it.
Yeah. What about the girls? Are they interesting to you at all here?
All the time, yes.
All the time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of beautiful girls in this town.
A lot of beautiful
girls,
yeah. Yeah.
They come from all over the world, you know?
Yeah, pretty much like the one hot girl of every town comes here.
It is. That's exactly what it is, you
Seriously.
Know? Seriously. It's not that beautiful people are born here, although I'm sure some are.
Yeah. Right.
But Europe, it's great, too, and they have beautiful girls.
Beautiful girls there, too, right? I know the Romanians are pretty hot, man.
Oh, yes, they are.
Right?
They are.
Do you hang out with Romanian people here, too?
I do have a couple of friends. But I don't hang out with them all the time.
Right.
For some reason. I just have a lot of American friends.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way to do it, man. You know, you don't want to stay within a little clique. You want to be, you want to assimilate.
I have a lot of Romanian friends that they've been here for, let's say, 10 years, and they barely speak English. So
really?
Like,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't want to be in that position. So.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why that was the reason I made this, you know, this move, so I can learn the culture. And,
right. Exactly, and that's a mistake. Some people stay in their own cliques, in their own cultural group, and they don't get out of
their comfort zone.
Exactly, and they don't assimilate, and they always feel like outsiders, you know?
Absolutely.
So
they
work with
the same people. They go out with the same people.
Right.
So
and they always bitch about wanting to go back home, you know? It's like, then go home!
Yeah, exactly.
If you hate it that much.
Yeah,
I like
exactly.
it here. Yeah, I need to go back. It's just... They're all Romanian people here. I don't see any American people. Like, I go out and only see Romanian people, of course, because you just called them 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And that's what you go out with you, you know?
Oh, man, that's cool. So let's squeeze in another song. We'll play at least part of it. This one's called Memories.
Memories, yes.
And this is probably another relationship,
This is about losing somebody. It could relate to a person that you love, like a girl.
Right.
Or a guy. Okay. For girls, and it could be a member of your family. It could be a best friend.
So it's not a romantic
thing.
So
it's like three songs in one, and it tells a really good story.
Okay, well, let's listen to it. Some rap in there too, huh?
Yes, I do.
Wow,
yeah, like,
that's
whoa,
pretty cool.
Whoa, it's got some gangsta up in here. What's up?
Yeah,
what's
that's
up?
This song features Dane Alexander. He's a great hip hop.
Yeah,
rapper.
He did.
Yeah,
nice. He did great. A great job on the song.
Thank
very
you.
Good song. I mean, your music is very.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's.
It's different.
I mean, yeah, you can pick it up quickly. You know, it's not. It's not something that like, oh man, you gotta like that genre or whatever, you know, to mm-hmm. like it. It's
I was pretty... always told that my music is different, so I kind of got disappointed for some reason because yeah. I try to be Americanized,
right, like
and
everybody.
I found out that it's a great thing because
right.
if you're trying to bring something new to the table, that will make a difference.
That's so, true. You right. gotta have your own mm-hmm. sound, you know.
I send songs to a lot of people, and they call me and they ask me, where are you from? I like your music. You're not American, I can tell that. So yeah, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
amazing.
No, that was a very good song. Hit very
Thank
close
you guys.
To home. I just recently lost somebody back home that I knew.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
Yeah. Passed away.
All right. Well, Maurice, tell everybody where they can find you, your music, if they want to get a hold of you.
Again, they can find me on Facebook, Maurice Vatter. They can find me on YouTube and SoundCloud.
Sounds
and Twitter.
Good. And Twitter as well. Exactly. And iTunes too, right?
iTunes,
not
I haven't
iTunes
put
yet.
Anything out on
yeah.
iTunes yet, but I will.
Yeah, you got
so
to.
So when you get the album,
Absolutely.
That'll be on
That's
iTunes.
Where everybody
That'll
is.
Be the next step.
Everybody's
exactly.
on iTunes, man.
Cool.
Great. Yeah. Well, Marius, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was
of
great.
Of course.
Marius
Vatter, directly from Romania, has been here
yeah.
4 years. And total American now, and
total Americanized.
Yeah, even taking advantage of our girls here. taking full advantage of the girls. That's okay. You're a handsome man.
Wait,
and
thank
you
guys so
best.
Much for having me.
Of
and
course.
Thank you for liking my music.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great.
And everybody, go check him out. Great music. And Mia, that's it for this week.
Yes, it is.
So have
so
a great
have a
weekend.
Great weekend.
And we'll see you Monday.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.